WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Going Up the Country by Canned Heat. We're going to be doing a little summer fun in the summer playlist for Spit Fountain today.
You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Let me tell you what I think about frogs!
You're listening to Frog Spitting here on WRCT Pittsburgh. We're changing the show format a little bit. Is it not called?
No, it's called Spit Fountain.
The show's called Spit Fountain. I should know that. We're changing the format of the show a little bit to be a co-hosted show for the summer. Some summer fun in the summertime. And so to kick that off, we're doing a playlist of summer fun songs. Marissa is the co-host who hosted Penny Finds, and now
Afraid of the Dark.
Which happens when?
On Thursdays at 8 p.m. At 6 p.m., in fact.
6 p.m., right. Thursdays at 6 p.m., you can catch
Afraid of the Dark.
Afraid of the Dark. Okay, so our next track is from Marissa's selection. It's Running Down a Dream by Tom Petty.
It's Tom Petty summer.
Famously. So we're going to listen to that first. If it plays. Come on.
Driving, the trees went by, me and Del were singing, a little runaway. like anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
So why is it Tom Petty Summer?
Because I like him.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of Tom Petty lately.
What brings up Tom Petty Summer in the heart of a formerly Twee-based DJ?
Well, last summer was also Tom Petty Summer. Just always summers for Tom Petty.
Uh-huh.
Ever since I was a teen. When I was 12, I took guitar lessons
from Tom Petty.
No, from
and
some,
oh, the
from
Heartbreakers.
Some guy. Yeah, the guy was in the Heartbreakers.
How was
I feel like I always wanted to play Tom Petty on guitar.
Which song?
All of them. I played American Girl. You know, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, you could knock that out of the park.
I did.
Coming up next in Spit Fountain. Yeah, that's the name of the show this time. We're gonna listen to Marco Polo by Boy Scott. And it's been Boy Scout summer for me for like 7 years now. So,
wow.
Big fan of Boy Scout, and I play them a lot on my radio shows when I have a summer playlist. This is not a normal song I play by them. This is Marco Polo. This has got like a 2008 in like summer movie vibe. You know, for like the playlist, the soundtrack. All right, so you got a sneak peek of that next song. It's Nude Beach by Peach Kelly Pop. What do you have to say about this one?
Well, the original theme for this playlist was School's Out, and in searching for music, I looked at the playlists I made when I was like 16 years old and it was summer, and I loved Peach Kelly Pop then. I love Peach Kelly Pop now. Obviously, summer is for the beach.
If you're 16 and still in school because school doesn't end for another 2 weeks, don't call the station upset. This is a college radio station. It's for adults. So, you know, their summers have already begun.
Indeed. But it just puts, the song just puts me right in the mood. And it has
the
for
mood for summer.
For summer, for a nude beach.
For the summer.
And it's been doing that for 8 years.
Hmm.
That's a pretty good rate of return.
Speaking of returns, the 412-268-9728 number, that's 412-268-9728, is the WRCT request hotline. We won't return your calls, but we will take them. If you are 16 and are upset that you're not in school for the summer, or you want to request a summer song for us to play here on Spit Fountain, feel free to call us at 412-268-9728. Up next is Nude Beach by Peach Kelly Pop. That was Nude Beach by Peach Kelly Pop. Coming up next is Dean's Dream by The Dead Milkmen. So if you've been a listener of Spit Fountain in the past, you might know that normally this is a punk rock radio show. And so The Dead Milkmen are, of course, a fun punk rock band. And they are Evanescence. They remind me of summer. And so I was like, originally I thought this would just be like a skateboarding summer pool playlist, but we took it away from that. So here's Dean's Dream as the halfway point, remembering where we came from, who we used to be, and the dreams that Dean had in our memory.
With long
The next one is Island in the Sun by Weezer.
I hope you like that. We're serving it up for you really good. Of course, it's better for you to hear Weezer this hour than to not. And that's your daily wheeze, hack, and cough. Coming up next is a public service announcement from Marissa. How do you say it?
What am I saying?
How do you introduce this next public service announcement?
I don't know.
In Espanol.
I can't speak Spanish.
Well,
El se llama McGruff.
Yeah, McGruff the crime dog is going to help us out with a public service announcement.
Soy McGruff, el perro del delito, y necesito que me ayudes a darle un mordisco al crimen. Los productos falsificados están por todas partes. Zapatillas falsas, cosméticos falsos, e incluso medicinas falsas. El año pasado se vendieron miles de millones de dólares en productos falsificados en los Estados Unidos. Estos suelen hacerse en condiciones inseguras, posiblemente utilizando ingredientes peligrosos e incluso letales, que podrían perjudicarte a ti y a otros. Y el dinero que has pagado va directamente a las manos de los delincuentes, y puede apoyar el trabajo infantil, las drogas e incluso las pandillas. Huele a un gran crimen. ¿Todavía piensas que comprar productos falsificados es inofensivo? Piénsalo otra vez. Y recuerda, si no sabes de dónde vienen los productos, ¿cómo puedes saber a dónde va el dinero? Eres inteligente. Elige bien. Elige el original. Obtén más información en McGruffPSA.org. Este es un mensaje de la Oficina de Patentes y Marcas Registradas de los Estados Unidos y el Consejo Nacional de Prevención de Delitos.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. That was good for you to hear. Hopefully you speak Spanish. Coming up next are two songs before we get to our spit take segment. We're going to listen to Getting Nowhere Fast by Girls at Our Best, and then Do You Have a Car by Swimmers. After that, stick around for our spit take segment. Marissa, any knowledge about what our spit take will be about this week?
No.
I guess we haven't found one yet. We will have some hot gossip. No, not gossip. We have some hot advice.
I can find some gossip.
Well, we give advice normally.
I know, but gossip.
We can give advice to celebrities. Advice to celebrities. Okay. Well, stick around for the next two tracks and then our spit take.
Set of keys
You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Let me tell you what I think about Fountain!
All right, it's time for our Spit Take segment of Spit Fountain. So Marissa has found some juicy relationship advice that needs to be dished out, and then we're going to take care of.
So the person who needs advice says...
Our caller.
Our caller, sorry. I forgot where the request came from. My partner and I were hiking in Yosemite. We had hiked all day, really strenuous trail to a waterfall with a lot of elevation gain. And both of us...
Dude, keep it together.
I'm sorry. I just know the punchline. Both of us were carrying a backpack weight and water. On our descent trip the last 4 miles, I was exhausted, but still going at a normal walking pace, taking occasional breaks. My partner said... going too slow and left me to run down the mountain. It took me an hour to eventually catch up to her. This shocked me, and when I later confronted her, she said it was my own fault for not being as conditioned as her. I kept insisting that it's not normal behavior to just abandon your partner. This isn't the first time she's done this, and I would never do something like this. How do you approach a partner who never accepts they are wrong and everything is somebody else's fault? Would you accept this kind of behavior?
I mean, I think there's a lot of ways to approach the problem. Clearly, I mean, you lost that day, I think. Caller, you lost.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time to get even. Right? Now, you could try and beat her at her own game and run really fast down the next mountain. But I think you don't want to be seen like you're retaliating for your own abandonment issues.
I think every relationship should be tit for tat. She should know that you're getting back at her. And well, she'll get back at you, and it'll be a cycle that lasts...
Oh, forever.
Forever.
And that's,
and that's how the relationship
together.
Keeps
and
going.
Keeps together. I can see that, but I was thinking it's time to bring in the 3 G's that we always come back to.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a man.
Well, the B2W. First G. The first
sure,
G.
Gaslight.
Gaslight.
Uh-huh.
She didn't beat you down the mountain.
Ah. Of course.
She finally showed up an hour later. You were wandering around the base camp looking for her the whole time.
I think this person fumbled by starting off with a fight instead of saying, oh, I saw like a bison or something.
Oh,
like,
you have to make her jealous. I rescued a child on the mountain and you ran away from them.
Oh, Joe Biden was hiking. And she missed out on it. Your partner missed out.
Oh, I saved Joe Biden.
Sorry, don't know why.
Mountain
I
cancer.
Went to Joe Biden.
Well, you know, he was up there.
He loves to hike.
I think these are all good ways to resolve this. If you have a different opinion for how the caller should resolve their problem, you can call in to 412-268-9728. That's the WRCT request hotline. If you don't need advice, great, great advice that we give out here on Spit Fountain. You could also call in with a song request. We're doing songs of the summer, little summer songs for tunes. Coming up next, song of the summer is Give It Back by
Dickies.
The Dickies. Tell us about it, Marissa.
It's a funny song. It makes me laugh. It's, I don't know. Have you ever been a loser in high school?
Not me.
Not me, but it's funny to think about losers.
I laugh. All right, let's laugh at them.
Call me back. Get it back. Get it back. Get it back.
All right, the next track is Icy Lights by Pittsburgh's very own Century 3. Coming up next is Little League by Cap'n Jazz, but let's advertise some of the other great music you can hear on WRCT. Tune into Pillow Fight, that's Marissa's show, to hear...
Nope, that's not my show.
Sorry, that's Nicole's show to tune into... Sorry, I forgot. Tune into Pillow Fight to hear music for slumber parties, bike rides, crushes and pies on the window sills Fridays at 5 p.m. You could also check out, wow, that's a primo spot. You should definitely catch that in drive time. You could also tune in to the show after this with Nick and Andy. It's 8 miles high, and when you touch down, you'll find that it's sweeter than known, stranger than known. God. Anyways, tune in to 8 miles high with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Coming up next is a song about my game of the summer, Little League. And I've seen some Little League, you've seen some Little League recently. Indeed. In Ward 14. Go Ward 14. I saw some pretty good Little League out there this weekend. And I've been playing a lot of wiffle ball, so this song is really speaking to me. Here's Little League by Captain Jazz. tonight, WRCT Pittsburgh is supported by SPAC Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. SPAC Brothers offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. SPAC Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. SPAC Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spachelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org. For more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. The next song in the hour is Hurricane Waves by Bomb, the Music Industry.
listen up. There's only one song left in the hour. It's Hairful by Defiance Ohio. Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
Demo, and then see if Jason hears us on the air, so no cursing or anything, you know?
Yep. All right, just hold on, give me 1 second. I'm going to, hold on.
Somebody's gonna give you a lesson in leaving. Somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given. And I hope that I'm around to watch 'em knock you down.
It's like you to love them and leave them just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. I hear you've been asking about me from some of my friends. Well, you better believe I'm not going through that again. Well, you're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change. The only
My wife lies down in a chair and peels a pear. I know she's there. I'm making coffee for two, just me and you. But I come back in with coffee for three. Coffee for three. My dead wife sits in a chair. She wanders off to the bed, shaking her head. Robin, she said, you know I don't take sugar. My wife and my dead wife, am I the only one that sees her? My wife and my dead wife, drilling holes in the wall, holes in the wall. I turn round and my dead wife's upstairs.